Tim, we always joke about the millennials in our workplace.
Well, and the ones coming up and down the lift. But I think they're fascinating.
Despite the age differences, we do love them.
We love them dearly. Now, they're sweet.
I wonder whether our workplace is similar to others, where we now have five, think about that, five generations working together in the workforce on a full-time basis.
Yeah.
And why is it then, more than ever, we hear of people not getting on with each other at work?
I don't know. Everyone gets on here pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. But there are workplaces where, there's a real disconnect between the different age groups. So we thought we'd get some advice. Jo Attard is a career expert. She runs People Edge Coaching and Consulting, and she's on the line. Morning, Jo.
Morning, Tim and Susie.
Hi. Big difference between those five generations in age, for a start, Jo.
Yes, there certainly is in age. But funnily enough, there are also a number of similarities. And I think we just have to remember that, although there may be some generational tendencies, they're just that, and they're often fueled by the times that each generation was brought up in. So I suppose we really just have to be a bit careful not to broad brush and make assumptions that may not be correct.
True.
On the basis of, when someone was born. So, all baby boomers don't have an issue with technology, for example. And
no, that's
all
right.
All millennials have a difficulty with face-to-face communication, although there are tendencies that would suggest that both might be true for some.
Yeah, right.
Now, as you say, we've all got different expectations from work. And so do you notice that there is a problem with generations getting on?
I think there's often more made of this than actually happens. And there was actually some research done not long ago that suggests that that's not the case. Although I've seen in some workplaces yes and others no. I think the major differences come with the amount of time and sometimes commitment that different generations stay in a job, or even the number of hours a day that people are prepared to be in the office. Those sorts of things are really symbols, and people can get a bit narky about, the older ones can get narky about the younger ones just flitting off here and there.
Going for lunch. You think, lunch? Yeah, what's that? That's right.
But then again, there were times in our generation that was a big thing as well. Yeah. So I think, I think it's, yes, definitely there are some changes, but I think often it's, the environment and the times, the economic times, for example, that will dictate some of that behaviour.
Yeah, look, we do jokes about the millennials around here, but it's all in good fun and we all get on pretty well. But do older workers make the big mistake of stereotyping the young ones, do you think?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I think the opposite's true as well.
Yeah.
I teach, one of the things I do is teach up at Macquarie Uni, and I've got some lovely students in my classes who look at me and think I'm some, ancient thing. Then when I start bringing out device, my iPad and stuff like that, I think they're a little bit shocked that I know how to turn it on. But then I'm often quite surprised at, the insight that they bring to class that I wouldn't expect. So I think, we can all be a bit guilty of that.
So let's look quickly through some of them. So if you work with a pre-boomer, and they're the ones born before 1946, what should we expect? Because there's a few around here.
Yeah, there is.
Look, Bob Rogers, who works down the hallway, not that we work with him on a daily basis, is 91, still coming to work every day.
Absolutely.
And I just worship at the altar that is a 91-year-old still coming to work.
Bless his heart, yes, bless his heart.
I'd love to be like that myself.
Yeah.
They like really meeting face-to-face, so preferably one-on-one. They really like that one-on-one interaction, conservative in their communication style, obviously. And they really respect logic and logical arguments rather than, something left field. They often do have a very black and white view on issues and things as well.
There's a lot of nodding
I'm not one of them. I'm a baby boomer. What about us?
And you'll like this, Tim, because I think it's probably you to a T. Personable, like to get together.
Yeah.
Like to get together in meetings. With a group of people and really discuss, have vigorous discussions. electronic communications is fine as long as it's a supplementary and not the sole mean of communications. And, you know, really discuss the big issues is really it.
Yeah, and we can't go through all of them, but what's next after the boomers? Is that Gen X?
Yeah, that's the good generation.
Yeah. Just ask them, they'll tell you.
Yeah, that's right. We're the ones that are really easy to get to. We have a high work ethic. We get stuff done.
Give them a really difficult job.
And, God. You know, is that right, Joe? Am I on it?
Absolutely. Yeah, you got that to a T. and really, you know, there's always been a bit of a tension between baby boomers and Gen X, funnily enough.
Really?
Because I suppose, you know, the baby boomers felt that they needed... the rite of passage was something very important, whereas the Gen Xers, you know, really hard workers, but also often, you know, were a little frustrated by baby boomers. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, let's do the Gen Ys because they're the one that gets picked on the most, that generation, aren't they? I think they probably are, aren't they? Poor old Gen Ys, they get picked on.
Yeah, they do. They do get picked on. And I think, you know, I think a lot of very good organisations now are actually making the most of all of the generations and instituting even things like reverse mentoring in their organisations to really capitalise on, you know, get the older ones to keep up with what's going on by being mentored by the younger ones and vice versa. So the younger ones having, I suppose, access to the wisdom of the older generations. And you know, it's a really, really good concept.
Can I just expand on that, Joe? Because that's interesting. I mean, I have been around a long time. And if asked, more than happy to impart anything. But do sometimes the Gen Ys not want to ask, feel loath to ask, embarrassed to ask, because oftentimes they don't?
Yeah, well, I think, and sometimes they think that they know it all as well. So.
Well, I'm pleased you said that because I wasn't going to.
I was waiting for that one to come out, yes.
Yeah, I'm constantly surprised by that myself.
There you go.
That's very true. And sometimes they don't want to ask because they don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to be seen not to know.
Yeah. Okay, so how do we get the final thing? How do we get everybody together? Is that too hard?
No, it's not. It's not. I think that reverse mentoring is a really big thing. I think having really good leadership practices generally and respecting everybody's and even celebrating difference and celebrating what everybody brings to the workplace.
Yeah, you've nailed it there. It's absolutely. The respect.
Yeah, it is
absolutely the respect.
Yeah.
And really that, you know, that embracing that. Making sure that communication styles adapt to today's realities, you know, making sure that everybody remains relevant to what's actually happening in reality. Keeping up with technology is another thing. You know, being a Luddite just doesn't work in these days.
And you can't use it as an excuse, can you?
No, it can't be a Luddite.
Absolutely not, you know. So, and also I think don't let appearances deceive. You know, the Gen X who comes in with the ripped jeans and comes in with the ripped jeans and looking like they, you know, have no idea, often will come up with the brightest ones. So you know, don't discount that. But also, you know, make sure that sort of we keep up with what's going on as well. I think that's really important.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Guess who's wearing the ripped jeans today? Guess who's the hippest of all? Tim Webster, ripped jeans.
Your friendly host here with the ripped jeans and the knee. There you go. See?
But did you do that on purpose or did you just catch it on the end of the desk?
That's exactly right.
You didn't know you were making a fashion statement. Hey, Joe, thank you so much.
That's great, Joe.
Lovely to have you on the show. So Joe is with peopleedge.com.au is the website to go and have a look at all the wonderful work that she does. People Edge Coaching and Consulting, peopleedge.com.
So just get on, okay?
Yeah, just get on with everyone. Yeah. But you know what? I think, so if we look back at the things that you've learned, you know, from working with Jamie and with Bracken, like you would never have done that yo-yo hip baby thing, you know, if it wasn't for them.
No.
There's a whole bunch of words. You wouldn't have known photo.
No, I wouldn't have known FOMO.
FOMO.
Well, actually, I probably would have because I don't mind an emoji or two.
See how dramatically your life has changed?
There you go, exactly.
It's really cool.
As I say, just get on.